Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, we thank you right now for what you're about to say. God, we honor you for who you are, for your presence right now. We just know that you are the God of everything, God, because you said in your word that you cannot be overthrown. You said in your word that you cannot be overtaken. God, you even told me yourself that no matter what I go through, you are not overly challenged because you can handle all things when I can't. And God, we just love you right now for what you're about to do. We love you right now for what you're about to say. But most importantly, God, we love you not just right now, but for all the times that for who you are. God, we just ask you right now for your presence, for your glory, for your mercy, for your love. And just give us peace that surpasses all understanding. It is in our prayer that we pray this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is your host, Minister Aaron D. Hubbard, coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. I know it's been a minute, but God is still good. And today I just want to talk about some things that have been on my mind that I have to deal with sometimes with my physical condition and sometimes dealing with other people. And I'm going to say this too. Y'all may get mad at me today for me speaking my mind, but that's all right. I mean, it's just the way I feel. And just because I love him, I'm not going to let anybody tolerate. I'm not going to let anybody allow me to get to a point where I cannot speak my mind. I don't know why I tolerate any nonsense. Because I have to deal with nonsense from people the past few days, past couple of weeks. I just want to speak my mind and just let them know, hey, look, God loves you. I love you with the love of Christ, but I can't deal with you anymore. And I really, and I'm just looking out for myself because I just refuse to let anybody tell me what I can and cannot do. So I'm not being mean about it. I'm just being real. And I just thank God for allowing me to do this today because I said this time and time again, there are too many times where we as people of the Most High who carry the gospel, and we want to be quiet. We want to be shut down. We want to be not have nothing to say when we got something to say. And I just refuse to be that kind of person. I just refuse to be the kind of person who will let anybody tell me I can't feel what I feel when I can't say what I want to say, even if it's on a positive tip or something that's going on in the world that I have a certain view about. So I think I'm going to play a song real quick, and we'll just come right back and get it started. Amen. Amen, amen. I know he will do it. Fred Hammond, thank you so much for that rendition of what God can do and knowing that he will do it. Amen. Yeah, you know, it's just been a long day for me, a long week and a long month, because I know y'all have heard this before. If not, that I am diagnosed with a stage 3 kidney disease. And since day one, I have been making plans to get mentally stable, to get medication, to get treatment, all that good stuff. And I've had some people on my who were praying for me, and I thank God for that. And I also had folks who were sad to hear my news. But you know what? You know, I'm in this for a reason. I'm here with this issue, not because of eating the wrong thing, so to speak, in the past, but God has a plan for everything. Amen. I was never upset about it. I was never mad at God about it. I was kind of in shock. I'm like, wow, really? I got that? But you know, even in our sickness, this should be a time where we should not be afraid to ask for help. We should not be afraid to ask for prayer. I've done both. I've asked for help financially and prayer, because at the current moment, I can't work. And me not being able to work has affected my financial income greatly. I have had people to help me out financially almost here and there. And I'm thankful for that. But you know what gets me? When you ask for help and you're not ashamed to ask for help, people who say they're going to help you don't. That is like, you know, a stick in the mud, if you will. And it makes you think, well, were they ever serious with you from the beginning or not? But we can't get upset, because everybody has issues with financial status. We all have to deal with some kind of financial problem. And I'm not begging, or I'm not even pleading with anybody to help me out. I've asked. They said yes, glory be to God. They said no, glory be to God. It doesn't matter. What I do find funny is that when the people who told me they would, they would say yes, then they don't do it. That's what kind of gets me. But, you know, just because I love my father so much, I can't depend on man. I have to depend on God. So for them to tell me one thing and do the opposite, that's on them. Is it my choice to become unglued about it? Yeah. And I choose not to. I had the opportunity to say what was on my mind a few days ago about a certain topic, and this person was on the verge of being so adamant about what I was going to say. And I know this had nothing to do with my physical condition. It kind of does, but it kind of don't. And the don't part means I've chosen to let this not get to me the way it would have if I let it slide. I'm sorry, not slide. But I was thinking about something that I found very disruptive, just disturbing. And this person told me that I shouldn't do or shouldn't say. And that kind of made me feel bad, because I thought this person had my well-being at heart. There are a lot of times when people would tell you things that they don't want you to do because they're scared to do themselves. There are a lot of times they're being counterproductive when you're being productive. Just one second. I'm sorry. Okay, sorry about that. But yeah, they want to stop you from doing what you've been called to do. And a lot of times, preachers, we need to be sincere that we can't get upset because the person that we're sitting next to or we're confined with tell us we shouldn't, because that only tells us that we should. Case in point, if we see sin being active or at work, this is every day. We should not be afraid to speak up. But then you ask yourself, the person who told you to shut up, are they really your friend? Are they really your friend? Do they have your interests at heart? And my answer to that would be probably no. The person who didn't like that called me last night. And I didn't want to answer my phone because I didn't want to have something to say to this person. I didn't want things to blow up out of proportion if things were said in the wrong perspective. So I got no voicemail, so I just decided to leave alone. But I thank God for the interest that was spoken out of, because the sin, I called it out. And it's another thing. If you don't call out sin, then it's obviously clear that you're with it. If you don't call out the sin that is going on, then you're down with that. And I just refuse to be down with sin. I know we all fall short, all of us. There's nobody on earth that's perfect except for Christ himself. But there are some things we should not even tolerate. There are some things that we should not have the taste to do or to say or to think anymore. And the question that I ask myself is, should I still be friends with these people? Should I still be in conversation with these people? Like I said, y'all may get mad at me for how I'm thinking this, but you know what? That's okay. And my answer to myself was, I don't really want to. I have to be careful who I let in my circle from here on out. And I thought this person was a good person. I thought this person was a godly person. And I'm not saying that they're not. But to me, when you tell me I can't do what God called me to do, I have a problem with that. When you tell me that God has not given me the power to do what he's given me the anointing to do, I have a problem with that. When you tell me that it's going to be some repercussions, consequences because of what God told me to do, I have a problem with that. And that recognizes me as a child of God and a human being to actually ask myself, why are you in my circle? Why are you doing or saying things to me that you know I wouldn't say to you? So, long story short, I never call this person back. And you know what? I don't even think I will. Now, if they call me back, I may answer the phone. It just depends on what I'm doing. I don't know just yet. But as far as me picking my phone up and dialing the 10 digits on today's phone, I'm not going to do that. Because I feel that if you love me like you say you do as a brother or sister in Christ, to whoever is going to be towards you, then I think that we shouldn't have to tolerate nonsense. And for me, I just refuse to deal with nonsense. I just refuse to deal with nonsense people. I don't care who you are. You can be the president himself. If you are a nonsense person, I refuse to fool with you. I refuse to let you in my ear gate, talking down to me like I don't have a sense of my own. And Which reminds me that I have dealt with pastors who are not right. I don't know how to talk about this part, but this part is very disturbing to me personally because I know these people under personal reference. I have actually texted 3 pastor friends who I would get an answer from. And I just asked a question. Like I said, I'm not afraid to ask for help. If you can help me out, you know, hey, thank you. If you can't, I understand. Thank you anyway. But my thing was, I never got an answer, neither here or there, from nobody in the past 3-4 days. Well, actually 3 days. And the question was, will you help me raise funds for my housing situation? I have an account on GoFundMe.com. And I have put it on my LinkedIn page. I have put it on I asked for help verbally. My LinkedIn website is GoFundMe.com/2, N as in Nancy, 4, R as in Robert, 2, U as in Uncle, C as in Charlie, S as in Sam. GoFundMe.com/2, N, 4, R, 2, U, C, S. And I asked them, could you please find in your heart to help the brother out? Please. I didn't ask for a certain amount. I didn't ask for a certain timeline. But just to be asking, could you help me out? Yes or no, it doesn't matter. But to hear nothing from nobody, that's disturbing. And it makes me think that you don't actually care about me like you said you did or do. So I decided to let it go. Not to bug them or text them again, have you got my text? No, I haven't done none of that. Because I feel if God wants them to help me, then that would happen. God will allow that to happen. I'm not in the business of begging nobody to help me out because I have prayed to God. I have had people pray for me on my behalf, and they told me that God will make a way. But like I said, I'm not ashamed, nor am I prideful, to ask for help. That's what we are here for, to help one another. I'm not asking for a whole lot. But whatever you can do for me, I appreciate it. I was online last night and I was touched by this lady on LinkedIn who was going through the same issue. Not physical condition, but her story had moved me. And as I was reading her story, God said to me, give her this much. I want to tell you what I gave her because none of your business. But give her this much. I didn't say, oh, God, you know I got problems. You know I got issues of my own. No. So I responded to her story, and I told her, if you accept my connection, I want to bless you. But I want to let everybody on LinkedIn know. So please accept my connection. I will tell you what I'm going to do for you. So she did, and I told her what I was going to do. And she also has an account on GoFundMe.com. I looked at her story. And I was touched. I was like, wow, this is crazy. Like, really? And I donated some money to her. It wasn't much, but God told me to donate this much. And she was very thankful. I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to say anything to her but what God told me in my spirit. But God said, bless her with this much money. And I did it with no hesitation. Because a lot of us forget when God says he loves a cheerful giver, that's what he means. And it's not all about money. I mean, you can give your time. You know, you can give your talent. Go out and volunteer and help somebody out. It's not always about money. But in this case, I want to bless this young lady because she has two kids. And from what she was saying, but going through a hard time was very virtual to me. I could see her anger. I could see her distress. I could see her sorrow. And I'm thankful to God that he has allowed me to bless somebody else, even in my own time of struggle. See, when you do things in private, God will bless you in public. You ain't got to tell the whole world that you gonna bless such and such with this amount of money or do whatever you gonna do for them. No, just do it. And God will see your heart and he will see that you were a obedient servant, and he would bless you openly. I didn't do it to get blessed by God openly. I did it because I was obedient. And I'm just thankful to God that no matter what I go through, I'm able to help somebody else out in their time of struggle. But a lot of these pimp preachers who want to ask the congregation, I'm going there too, again, for a certain amount of money to buy you a jet. And you got members that go to church taking the bus or walking. You got members of your church who you see struggling and you downplay them. Members of your church who has come to you for financial help to help pay a light bill, and you want to hold a 3-day meeting over a $250 bill. Really? You are a pimp preacher working in the pimp church, and God is not pleased with that. God expects us to help the less fortunate. He knows that we can't do everything for everybody. He knows that. But to sit on your hands and do nothing? God doesn't like that. He hates it. So all I'm saying is that when God blesses you, it ain't just for you. The Bible said that your cup shall run over, which means when God pours out blessings in your cup, and then it happens to run over, he is telling both you and I to go out and bless somebody else. So I am just thankful to God that he has allowed me to be a blessing for those or for that person who was hurting, who was in need. Like I said, I couldn't give much. If I could, I would. But when God gave me the specific amount to say, this is what I want you to give to her, I said, okay, God, you can count it all done. And I am just thankful to him, knowing that God has allowed me, his child, his servant, to go through what I'm going through physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, and yes, financially, to help one of his other children. No matter what happens, no matter what goes, still gonna be faithful. He's gonna be merciful. He's gonna be glorified, graceful. And before I go, I just wanna read one. Go with me to Psalms 136, because I want to show you how we as his children should always give thanks to a merciful God. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of God. His love endures. Thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, his love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, his love endures forever. with a mighty hand, his love endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder, his love endures forever, and brought Israel through the midst of it, his love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his love endures forever. To him who led his people through the desert, his love endures forever. Who struck down great kings, his love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, his love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, his love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, his love endures forever. An inheritance to his servant Israel, his love endures forever. To the one who remembered us in our lowest state, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever. And who gives food to every creature, his love endures forever. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His love endures forever. Yeah.